I-15 in Midvale is open, but with restrictions. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And that is our top story this morning. This emergency traffic situation right around 7200 South, I-15 southbound, is still closed for most lanes in that area.
Lieutenant Todd Royce of the Utah Highway Patrol joins us now live on the KSL Newsline. For those who are not familiar with what happened there, Lieutenant, can you review with us what took place last night?
Yeah, about 7:20 p.m., southbound I-15, 7500 South, tanker, semi-pulling double tanker with about 9,000 gallons of regular fuel, gas, and then 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel. I had a brake fire, was actually able to pull off the side of the road, and then that vehicle become fully engulfed. As the night has gone on, the fire's gotten put out. They were able to clean, or in the process of cleaning that up. I just talked to a sergeant that just left the scene a minute ago, and he says that they've got the bulk of the truck and the trailers out of there. It melted mostly down, but it took a crane and some heavy equipment to get that out of there. And now they're just working on repairing the pavement in that area, and they're hoping to have this open by the main part of the commute.
Lieutenant, we've all seen some of the pictures and some of the videos from what happened last night. Talk to us about how dangerous of a situation this really was.
Well, you know, the way that they do the baffles and everything in those tankers now is it is a dangerous situation, but it isn't as dangerous as it used to be. So they're compartmented off, so it's a little bit safer than it used to be, but it's still a very dangerous situation, as everybody could see the amount of flames and danger that was there. And our main goal was just to get people away from that and try to keep that as safe of an area as we possibly could.
So were any other vehicles involved, or this was just the brakes failed, the driver pulled over, and hopefully, how is the driver?
The driver's fine. Driver was able to get out of the truck, and nobody was hurt, luckily, and that's the best thing that we can say, is nobody was injured in this deal. But it does take some time to get that thing cleaned up, and he's doing fine, and it actually got cleaned up a little bit quicker than we thought it would.
With that kind of heat, are we talking about major road damage at all?
That's something that I probably need to talk to UDOT about. I don't know, but I do know that there is some road damage there that they're working on fixing as we speak.
When you talked about the brakes failing, do you know anything more about that? Is that something that happens with these big trucks, or what do you know about that, Lieutenant?
On occasion, the brakes will actually get stuck shut. And then you'll have a brake fire that happens on these semis. It's not out of the ordinary, but it doesn't happen all the time either. So every once in a while, you can see a vehicle going down, a semi going down, and you'll see the hub get super red hot. And that's usually a brake fire, and they get pulled off the side of the road. And sometimes it gets up into the cargo like it did on this one.
So any anticipation as to when all lanes might be open later this morning?
My sergeant that was on scene let me know that it would probably be that they're hoping for a full open around 6 or 7, or at least to get the majority of the lanes open by then.
That's great. Lieutenant, we appreciate your time as always. Lieutenant Todd Royce with us from the Utah Highway Patrol.